Let's isolate it. The pyramidal shape we saw in the frontal view is replaced here by a chaotic-looking array of subunits. So let's bring in a little cameo of the frontal view so we can be reminded what we're dealing with. Keep in mind also the downward-pointing V shape. If you look now at the middle of the slide, at the red and blue subunits, you'll see that even in this lateral view, the V-shape can still be at least partially appreciated. The point of this slide is that 3 out of 4 of the subunits shown here are bound by a V-shaped C-terminal hydrophobic interaction to some other subunit in the histone octamer, but one subunit is not so bound. The C-terminal end of the white H3A subunit is firmly anchored by hydrophobic bonds to the yellow H3E subunit by a V-shaped interaction which is best seen in the upper right-hand cameo. The red and blue subunits are similarly anchored, which is best seen in the lower right-hand cameo. But what about the C-terminal end of the green H2A subunit? It's not hydrophobically bonded to anything. The C-terminal end, indicated by the green arrow, is just projecting out into the surrounding medium with no hydrophobic partner. Therefore, if a suitable partner happened to appear from without, a V-shaped hydrophobic bond could theoretically form.